The following program also will be heard in Canada by shortwave in Mexico, Central America, and South America. And from coast to coast in the USA, it's Mirth and Madness!
Hey, you!
Are you listening?
Makes you feel so grand to get your chin off your chest. I'm never, I'm never, I'm a
smiling day. Welcome to Mirth and Madness, David, with Jack Kirkwood, your moribund, mumbling master of ceremony, inviting you to thrust your way in to another of our thistle brain theatricals, a thoroughly silly 30 minutes or thereabouts of this and that, with this thin-thatched thrip thundering through a thistle-grown thicket of thrilling frenzy and thoughtless thrushing, and accompanied on a simple minor way by the thick-witted fad sack and the 13 thirsty theme thumpers. So thumb your way in, neighbors, while we threaten the throwbacks into thawing out an overture. A smack it, man, smack it! Keep your sunny side up, being given a quick brush off by Irving Miller and his Dripsy Land 12. We've just learned an amazing fact about our orchestra. One of them is a musician. And I'd like to go right through this one.
I'd like to go to a show this afternoon.
Oh, do they still have those?
Certainly.
Good. Then we don't have to worry. We can all go back to the theater.
Uh-huh. When did you start your acting career?
With Bernhardt. Uh-huh. I had a great part. All I did was shout, "Long live the king." Of course, a lot of other guys shouted it at the same time.
I see. You were in a mob scene.
Yeah. Well, we all had swords and long hair. The manager liked the way I shouted, "Long live the king," better than the others.
I see. So he promoted you?
Yes, he gave me a bigger sword and more hair.
Well, you must have had an interesting life in the theater. You know, I'd like to write you up in a magazine article. Tell me everything you've done, and I'll write it down on a card.
On a card, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I've been. Yes. Did you see my latest performance?
You mean where you played the part of a Scotchman?
Yes. I was dressed in kilts. Did you notice how everybody admired them?
Yes, they said your knees were the knots.
I am insulted.
I am Gray.
I am Kirkwood.
Well,
it's a brow brick moonlit nick the neck. Do you mind if I put on these hobnail shoes? I feel like cutting a rug.
Oh, no, not at all. You know, I'd like to get a good part in a play.
Well, a friend of mine's starting a play next week. I'll get a part for you.
Comedy?
Yes, yes. When you come on the stage, a girl hits you over the head with a hammer, and you say, "Ouch."
Ah, nice dialogue.
Then she hits you with a chair, kicks you, steps on your face, then three men come in and beat you up.
Well, where does the comedy come in?
You wear a funny nose. Even funnier than the one you're wearing now. Oh, that's true. Pardon me. But, well, I'll be seeing you. I must get back on the job.
You're working?
Who isn't? I'm selling Wonder Cake soap. It's great for washing cakes.
Yes, I must try it.
You can tell it by the big blue bags under your grocer's eyes.
Say, I thought you were on radio.
I was. I had a good job, too.
What did you do?
I had to see that the clocks were always set right.
Oh, nice job. Why did you quit?
Well, one day I set the clocks wrong. All the programs got mixed up. H.V. Kaltenborn was playing in Fred Waring's orchestra. Mr. District Attorney was waiting for Stella Dallas when in walked Mr. and Mrs. North. The great Gildersleeve was making Maxwell House coffee for Mary Marlin. Oh, boy. It was chaos. Everybody got mad, but me, I liked it. I guess I'm a sucker for low comedy.
Low, Kirkwood.
Low comedy. How's Mrs. Comedy?
Still goofy as ever.
I saw her in a show the other night. Boy, what applause she got. It sounded just like a cataract.
A cataract?
A cataract.
A cataract to sing the blues. A cataract to feel low down. A cataract to hang around. Down around the river. A cataract to sing.
And so we say a sad farewell to the intriguing little hamlet of More Beef on the Way, with its simple, charming natives and its simply charming tourists. We take our load of shell to the chieftain, and after making us shell out all the money we had, he allowed us to depart And in no time, we were headed northward over the trail, trudging wearily onward with Pack Mule and Oxcart. You remember Pack Mule and Oxcart, the two Dutch comics on the Butterfield Circuit?
Oh, yes.
Good thing we met them or we'd had to carry everything ourselves. We hurry forward in an endeavor to reach the safety of the seashore before the terrifying tropic night sets in. And as we cross a high ridge and see the glistening white sands in the distance, we pause for breath, who soon catches up with us, and listen to the voices of the natives as they bid us goodbye in their native chant, Yat ye samsi, look, yat ye samsi, look,
sing me fa.
Oh, pretty.
Shut up. Which, when literally translated, means don't be afraid, you're safe from attack. When you get more money, be sure and come back. And with this lovely bit of homespun philosophy to speed us on, we start the downward journey toward the placid sea, only to be suddenly horror-stricken by the wild, hair-raising yelp of the Mendocinian bagel-beaked wurtelblut, which sounds something like the cry of the bartender in the dirtiest little bar in town, and causes us to run even faster when we discover it's Don Reed singing Every Day of My Life. That was great. Great, yes. Good, I think. Anyhow, it brought us right to the madhouse tabloid.
Shut up!
Help!
Ooh.
Help! Help!
The madhouse... Quiet, isn't it? The madhouse tabloid is on the air with a big story on cooking. And here's your tabloid commentator, Phineas... Soak overnight. Deadline. Shoot the cake to me, fake.
Harry, Mrs. Sacramento, I'll be back in a coop with some soup.
San Francisco, California. Tabloid reporter visits famous kitchen.
Howdy-dee, folks. Since the prevailing shortage of various kinds of foods has made cooking a fine art, gourmets all up and down the coast are concentrating on the delicacies put out by Mother Murphy's scientific kitchens, where the cooks still keep up to the usual high standard. Yes, I'm standard, I'm Mrs. Standard. Anxious to find out how they manage to do it, the tabloid sent his lady reporter to the plant disguised as a sack of sugar, and after the shock of seeing a sack of sugar walk through the door subsided... Easy. Mother Murphy became very talkative and displayed a willingness to tell all. We now take you direct to Mother Murphy's scientific kitchens, where you'll hear the entire interview. It's very interesting and nice place. Kind of a dirty joint. A lot of cockroaches. Well, take it away, Sanford.
Well, I must say, I'm really quite surprised. I had no idea you were the famous Mother Murphy.
That's me, sister. Yep, Mother Murphy is me nom de plume. Yeah, I am incognito and stuff like that there.
Mother Murphy, the ladies are all so anxious to hear about your newest and most famous dish, the meatball surprise.
Uh-huh.
Won't you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah, that's a gem, lady. Mother Murphy's mentholated meatballs, with the subsequent burp as pleasant as a baby's breath.
Is the mentholated meatball your own idea, Mother Murphy?
Just call me Ma, lady. Let's don't be formal.
All right, Ma. Now, about that meatball, do you...
Nah, I don't take the credit for that, sister. It's a creation of me brother, Bugface Murphy.
Does he work here with you?
Sure. Ain't you ever heard of Patsy's Pantry?
Oh, don't tell me that he...
Sure, he's Patsy. He's in charge of the Mother Murphy's novelty department. Come on, let's have you meet him, huh?
Oh, he must be a marvel.
Yeah, but he's very temperamental and sensitive. All great artists is like that. Well, here he is, babe. Hey, Buckface!
What do you want? Oh, hi, lady. Glad to make your acquaintances. I'd bow only my toupee is loose. I'm polite, I am. That's me all over, you know.
Bugface is a card, lady.
Yeah, he's
right there with the funny stuff.
Yeah. But right now I'm worried about my supplies.
Well, where do you get your supplies?
Across the street at Knight Hood's grocery store. But how can I make pies when Knight Hood is out of flour? Hey, you want to see something, lady? Look.
Oh, are those the new mentholated meatballs?
Yeah, that's my baby. That's my piece de resistance.
May I see one of them?
Sure. Look, they bounce. How about a game of tennis? I'll serve.
Down 40.
Oh, they look delicious.
Ah, sure, they're full of vitamins. They will make you as strong as a horse.
Why not? They got horse meat in them. Yeah, artistic. That's me all over.
What are all those appetizing delicacies over there?
Oh, them's me brother's speciality. They is novelties and pastry.
Oh, here's a gem. Lady fingered with a Mickey Finn. Boy, what a laugh.
How cute.
Well, this one is me favorite. What a barrel of fun this is. It's one of them eclairs. But it ain't really. It's a chocolate-covered Roman candle.
Oh, boy. I sure blew me top creating that little number. It's a howl.
My, you certainly have ideas.
Yeah, that's me all over.
And what are these?
Oh, a cupcake with a jack-in-the-box. Look, you bite into it and a little man pops out.
This is positively amazing, boys. I think you're wonderful.
Oh, sure, I'm lousy with genius. Creative, that's me all over.
And what is this?
Oh, that's an electric train covered with lemon meringue. It takes a bite and it starts the engine. I'll show you. Watch.
My, you certainly have some wonderful novelties.
Oh, yes.
And look at those cream puffs. They certainly look delicious.
Yeah, them's our biggest seller. What a laugh. What a gem.
Oh, another cutie, eh?
Yeah. You sink some molar in one and wangle. It explodes. They paralyzes you for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the biggest laugh we got in the store.
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you. Now what?
Stand back away, sister. Go ahead. Bite into the cream puff, Buckface.
Wait till I adjust me upper plate. Okay, here goes.
What happened? Where's Buckface?
That's him all over.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. We'll be right back.
Sir, solid snack of syncopation size, that was Herb Miller and his not Goodman but loud orchestra tearing out a dulcet little ditty called Jeepers Creepers. One thing about this orchestra, they get in the mood of the number they're playing. When they play Basin Street, it sounds like it was under construction.
And lower tunes don't sound like a metal lark, and our guys were told on Noah's Ark. Our crack playing style is something new. It's the Madhouse Show, and here's part two. Tickle, 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 dive, dive,
dive. It's the Madhouse Show, and here's part two. Now, friends of bodacious balladry, will you join us at the poet's nook?
Greetings, friends. Won't you come in for a kindly thought?
Ah, yes. Here he is, our poetic old fop, with a face like a well-used mop. Ah, but listen, music, how objective. I wouldn't object if they played like this every day.
That's right. Oh. Each night as the sun takes his final bow in his brimming sea of blue, I gaze at the sky and renew my vow. Then I go to my rendezvous. I go to my love, she waits for me, waits for my caress, and I fondle her and speak to her with infinite tenderness. She is round and fair, and her skin is firm, she is warm and close to the earth, and I wouldn't give her up for all the treasures of this earth. And the rude little room where we meet each night is dark, but I feel no dread, for my face lights up at the thought of her as I recognize her tread. And to keep her, I would go through sleet or storm or snow or fire. My own, my everlasting love, my new white sidewall tire.
And so we leave the poet's nook for today.
And here's our servicemen special, Don Reed, the Montreal Mockingbird. Don now steps up, measures the microphone for a Sunday punch. He's plenty punchy, believe me. Steps back about four axe handles and swings on, "I'll see you in my dream."
I'll see you in my dream. Hold you in my dream. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charm. If that once were mine, tender eyes that charm, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my
going, Don. Nice going. That was excellent.
Thank you, Mr. K.
Besides that, you look good today.
You look extra bright yourself today, Mr. K. Your face is just shining.
Well, that's because of the way I eat.
How does eating make your face bright? What did you eat?
Watermelon. But enough about little me. Leave us away to the Madhouse Little Theater.
Today, the Madhouse Players present another thrilling, chilling mystery drama entitled The Case of the Disappearing Corpse, Episode 307, Book 71. And if anyone is left living at the end of this drama, it is purely accidental. Our story takes place at Ghastly Gables, a lone house on the outskirts of a large metropolitan city. As the curtain rises, we find Special Agent Gray in the kitchen stirring up a hot cup of Benzedrine. Curtain!
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
O'Brien, K-9. Who are you?
Cadillac, V-8.
What did you find, Chief?
Hey, the cook's been slugged, the butler's been slugged, and the gardener's been slugged.
Well?
Haven't I been a busy little bee?
Where are you?
I'm on the second floor. Say, Gray, what's the penalty for resisting an officer?
1 year in prison.
See, honey, you wouldn't want to spend a year in jail, would you? Give me a kiss, huh?
Never mind that, Kirkwood. Come on down here.
I'll be there in a minute.
We'll never solve this mystery if that guy doesn't...
Pardon me, but I found this body in the basement. Look, it has 5 bullet holes.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4... Hey, I count only 4.
Now count them. Well, goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm the imported butler.
Where are you from?
Scotland. Near the dumps of Dundee. Right on the banks of the Glen Hoosgow.
Hello?
Hi, it's me again. Say, if you see something in a white sheet, is that a ghost?
Yeah.
And if it has a white face, is that a ghost?
Yep.
Get off my lap, honey. Gotta draw the line somewhere.
Hey, will you come on down here? I just found a body.
I'll be right there.
Greased banister. Lost one of my shoes there.
Look, Chief, here's a body.
Oh, I'll lift up the cover. Peekaboo, I see you. Hello.
Come quickly. My husband's been murdered.
Are you sure?
Well, just a minute. Definitely. Now can I be on, Colonel?
Colonel?
Isn't this gangbusters?
No.
Sorry, wrong program.
This is even noisier than that one. Come on, Gray. Let's investigate the third floor.
Let's go down and investigate the wine cellar.
Oh, there's nothing there. Now. Come on, upstairs. Eh?
Hey, look, Chief. There's Irving Miller.
Irving? Where?
Looking through that hole in the wall.
That's not Irving. That's a moose head. Who did that?
I did. What you gonna do about it?
Nothing. I'm just checking up to make sure you belong to Afra, that's all. What were you doing at the time of the murder?
I was back of a gun minding my own business, see?
Well, that's an airtight alibi. Oh. Your alibi sprung a leak. You are under arrest. Go to the door, Gray. Maybe it's another killer.
Why don't you go to the door?
I'll be busy making a bolt for the back door. Oh, it's that Dick we sent for. Come on in, Copper.
Oh, I'm not a policeman.
What's that badge on your coat?
My fudge won first prize at the county fair.
Oh, good for you. Wait a minute. We've got him now. That scream came from the closet. The murderer is in there. Oh, so it's you, Don Reed. Don Reed, murderer and vocalist.
You got me, Copper. You got me, Copper. Yeah, I did it.
Hey, he's acting local.
I did it. But I'm glad, see? I'm glad I killed him. Take me away. I did it. I'm not sorry.
Shut up.
Stop padding your part, will you, Reed? You're under arrest. Did you steal the missing oil paintings, too?
Yeah, I took them.
What did you do with them?
I scraped all the oil off and put it in the bathtub. Then I took a bath in the oil.
Why?
I'm a sardine.
Okay, sardine, here's where you go back to the can. Let's go. Yes. Irving Miller and his hot chicharnias have just played A Young Man with a Horn. This music seems to do something to me. I don't like it. Seems to cast a spell over me, and I know how to break the spell. I'll break up his piano.
Mind if I edge you now, Cavendish?
Certainly not, Van Degu. Glad to have you.
Kind as usual.
Not at all.
I insist.
You do?
Of course. At least I'm polite.
Oh, at least I'm Kirkwood.
At least I'm Gray.
Well, bonjour, monsieur. Comment ça va?
Ah, bien. Oui.
Do you mind if I wrap my watch up in this cellophane? I don't want the ticks to get loose in my pocket.
No, not at all. You can do what you like with your own time.
Oh, your time is my time.
But I haven't time to waste. I must help rescue my wife. She's stuck on a bar.
I'll go with you.
Oh, don't bother. She's on a boat and it's stuck on a sandbar.
A what?
A sandbar, sandbar.
A sandbar. Oh, I'd love to.
Well, ladies, looks like we picked up all the good ones off another one and stored them down the cellar to ripen. But we'll be back with a good heavy one to shake down about the same time tomorrow.
With the same gang, Irving Miller, Virginia King, Don Reed, Herb Shelton, Sad Sam, the sound man, the lads of the band. So be looking for us, won't you?
Thanks for helping us sort out the good ones today, neighbors. We're kind of few and far between, I think. Thanks for your swell cards and letters and all that kind of stuff like that. There, take mighty good care of yourselves, folks, and say, listen, don't forget to keep on buying those war bonds and stamps. Yeah, hear me?
Till tomorrow, then. This is Bill Gray.
And Jack Kirkwood asking you to wait for that call.
Hey!
Are you listening?
If you want to see our show, write for tickets. Address your letters to NBC Radio City, New York. First and Madness.